Sims, welcome back to MEG Characters X Listener. This is a story created by a friend named Mochi. She created the story, and the story is called Left Behind. It is a soft-abused Todoroki X-carrying listener one-shot. Let's get started. It was a normal Monday, 7 a.m. You woke up with your annoying alarm, hitting it with your hand. Hard enough to almost crack it. Your mom came into the room with a tray of delicious food. Wake up, sweetie. It's your first day of UA. Mom gave you a warm smile and put the food on your bed. You sat up and stretched your arms, yawning loudly. Thanks, Mom. The food looked amazing as always. You say, giving her back a smile. Okay, you eat and I'll take care of your uniform and bring it to your room, okay? She asks. You nod with a mouthful of amazing raspberry jam. Covered pancakes. A few minutes passed by, and the tray was empty. Your mom came in and brought you the uniform. You quickly got dressed and rushed out, with a smile on your face, as you ran to your new school. As you ran to your new school, you oversee a boy with white hair and red. Walking with his head, with his hand on his face. You couldn't help but be curious. You couldn't help but your curious self. And walk over to the multicolored hair boy. Hey, are you okay? You ask in a soft tone. You ask in a soft tone, trying not to scare the boy. He flinched and moved away from you a little. Oh, sorry if I scared you, you say quietly, but loud enough for the boy to hear. Oh, it's okay, he responds. You give the boy a very soft smile. My name's Yan Ellen. Nice to meet you, you say in a comforting voice. Shoto Todoroki, the boy responds and gives you a shy smile. If you don't mind me asking, why are you covering the side of your face? Did something happen? You ask. Todoroki was clearly getting a little uncomfortable and looked down. Oh, it's okay if you don't want to answer. It's okay, you don't have to answer, you say, gently putting your hand on the boy's shoulder after a bit of talking. You found out he was going to UA too. You became good friends, and a few months later, you found yourself romantically attracted to Todoroki and his shy personality. It's been over 3 months since you knew each other. You realized he wasn't very comfortable talking about his life at home or personal life. You decided to give him space and show him he can trust you on his own. You were also wondering about how he got his scar. Not because it was disturbing you or anything. You were just curious, and you secretly admired it. You figured it would be hard for him to talk about something personal like that, so you gave him time. One day after lunch, at the long break, you were looking for Todoroki. He left the cafeteria, and you couldn't find him. You decided to look behind the school. Maybe he was there. You heard someone faintly laughing, and you rushed over to see what they were laughing about. The image you saw in front of you made you absolutely rage. 3 second years were laughing at Todoroki, sitting in a ball, covering his scar with one hand and crying a lot. You walked over and stood in front of them. Leave him alone, you shouted before closing your eyes. What you gonna do, huh? Make us sleep? They all laughed. You looked at them and gave them a psycho look with your glowing eyes. They shook and called you a freak before running away fastly. Oh my god. Running away quickly. You turned to Todoroki with tears streaming down his cheeks. Only now noticing he was shaking. You slowly sat in front of him and put your arms on his shoulder and signal him he was safe. He looked at you, still covering his left eye. You softly smile at him and gently take his hand on his left eye, on his left side. Hey, you don't have to hide who you are around me. It's okay. I won't judge you. Did they hurt you? You said quietly, trying to comfort him through words, since he didn't really like touch and would sometimes freak out if you would hug him or something similar. Todoroki shook his head slowly, still shaking. Can I hug you? Can I hug you? You softly asked, not wanting to make him panic harder. You open your arms and Todoroki slowly crawls into your lap, curling up into a ball. You loosely wrap your arms around the shivering boy, allowing him to leave whenever he wants to. You carefully brush your hand on his back. Todoroki squeaked quietly when you touched the middle of his back. You moved your hand away to not hurt him again. You didn't want to flood him with questions, since he had it hard enough already, and Todoroki really appreciated that. You sat with a quietly sobbing Todoroki in your arms for a while until he tried to speak. Lion, can I tell you something personal? The boy quietly stuttered through tears. Of course, as long as you're comfortable with it. You softly respond and lay your back against the school wall, still holding Todoroki. He told you about his father torturing and hurting him and his brothers as much as his mom. He told you how he got his scar and why he didn't like physical touch. You hugged Todoroki a bit tighter, not wanting to hurt him. I'm glad you told me, Sho. I'm really proud of you, you say, gently smiling at the crying boy. He gave you a tired smile and buried his head into your chest again. A few minutes later, he was completely relaxed and fell asleep quickly. You carried him to his dorm and stayed with him for the night, making sure he didn't have a panic attack. You woke up and looked down to see Todoroki nuzzled up to your chest, peacefully sleeping and slightly smiling. You brushed it through his hair gently. Since it was the weekend, you let him rest and went back to sleep yourself. A week passed since the incident, and you were walking with Todoroki like always, to make sure he didn't get made fun of. You went to the bathroom, Todoroki waiting for you next to the wall. Hey, loser, remember us? One of the guys saying, giving Todoroki a scary look. They pushed Todoroki into a small room and locked him in from the outside, leaving the key in the door. They left him in there as he was having a major panic attack. He was having flashbacks of his father throwing him into a dark room after hurting him severely, and telling him not to cry, or he wouldn't let him out. Thank God you came as soon as you heard Todoroki screaming from the room, and rushed over. You ripped the door open immediately, taking Todoroki into a hug, brushing through his hair very gently. Shh, I'm here, Sho. It's okay. I'm here. You're safe now. You kept repeating those words for a while until Todoroki wasn't shaking so badly as before. Okay. Can you draw a circle on my back? You asked softly. Todoroki draws a shaky circle on your back. You softly smile. Okay. I'll draw a shape on your back, and you try to draw the same one on mine. Okay? Can you do that? You ask. The boy nodded, and you drew shapes on each other's backs until Todoroki stopped shaking, and his breathing almost matched yours. I'm so sorry for leaving you, Sho. I promise I won't let that happen again, you said, with Todoroki still in your arms. He carried him back to his dorm, and Todoroki quickly fell asleep. The next day, he made sure the Broly's were reported and expelled. That's the end of the story. I have some things to do. Anyways, have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.